Better Farming, produced by the Mississippi State University Extension Service.
The cleanup work from Hurricane Katrina causes new concerns for chainsaw safety. Hello, I'm Tim Allison, and welcome to Better Farming. Today we're talking with John Aul, a forester with the Mississippi State University Extension Service. John, with all the trees that have been blown down after the hurricane, a lot of people are going to want to clean up themselves using chainsaws. What are some of the safety tips that these folks should be aware of before they start this kind of work?
Well, the first thing to remember, Tim, is that storm-damaged and downed trees are more dangerous to cut than normal. Using a chainsaw is always dangerous, but storm damage presents several unique problems. Normally, when you cut timber with a chainsaw, you could try to predict the reaction of the tree that you're trying to cut. This allows you to minimize any potential hazard when cutting. You cannot always tell how a tree or branch will react when cutting windblown trees. I have cut windblown trees where the stump actually stood back up because of tension on the root system. Luckily, now that was slow, but that's not always the case. Limbs and branches and trees themselves can spring back into place rapidly, not giving you much reaction time.
Well, why can't you always predict these kind of things?
Well, a lot of it has to do with how the tree came down and how many trees there are, really. Hurricane winds can twist the tree and break it off, or it can uproot the entire tree and lay it down. The wind will blow one tree into another or tangle them up on the ground. All this adds up to being unable to predict the reactions because you simply cannot see enough of it to tell what's going to happen. You are not sure if it's under tension or not and how that will affect it. You have to approach each cut carefully and deliberately. The best is to go slow so you can see what happens when you're trying to cut.
Well, what are some of the things we need to watch out for when we're dealing with storm-damaged timber?
Probably the most important thing to watch out for are broken limbs suspended in the trees. We call these widowmakers. Storms cause a lot of branches to break off, even if the tree itself remains standing. Sometimes it does not take a whole lot of vibration to shake these limbs loose. It can be as simple as just sinking a chainsaw into the bole of the tree to have these things come down on you. Several people have been killed by widowmakers after previous storms, and most of these are just surveying storm damage. They weren't even cutting. Always be aware of your surroundings. Another hazard to watch out for is what we call spring poles. These are branches or trees that are bent over by another tree but didn't break. These occur frequently in storm-felled timber. A lot of tension is loaded into that tree or branch, and when you cut it, it springs back into place violently with enough force to break bones and sometimes even kill people. This has also happened in the past.
Okay, do you have any tips for people who want to use a chainsaw to clean up storm damage?
Sure do. First and foremost, like always, wear the proper safety equipment. This includes steel-toed boots, cut-resistant chaps, eye and hearing protection, and a hard hat. You want that hard hat for those small widowmakers up there. These items have proven time and again that they work and will protect the cutter from injury or reduce the severity of the injury. Second, do not cut any tree that is dropped on top of power lines or can hit a power line if you have to cut it down. This is extremely dangerous and should not be attempted by anyone but the power companies. Third, avoid cutting trees that have fallen into your house or can fall on your house. Even if you are sure you can do it, you run the risk of not only injuring yourself, but doing more damage to your house, which is the last thing you need. Tree removal companies have bucket trucks that make this job easier and safer to the cutter and to the house. Fourth, whenever you cut, go slowly. Take a lot of breaks. Using a chainsaw is hard physical labor. Only cut for about 20 minutes or so and then stop. There should be no hurry about this at all. Drink plenty of water and keep your saw sharp. A dull saw will work you to death. And finally, if you feel the least bit uncomfortable at cutting the trees yourself, don't do it. Hire a professional. There's a lot of skill involved in cutting trees safely, and no yard or house is worth getting injured or killed over. Have some patience and wait for a professional crew to come cut your trees for you.
Now, we had Larry Grayson here last week talking about just the general damage that Hurricane Katrina caused Mississippi foresters. And this is a serious issue we're talking about. She mentioned during Hurricane Hugo, or actually not during Hurricane Hugo, but during the cleanup of Hurricane Hugo, there were quite a few professional loggers who were killed doing this kind of salvage work and cutting storm-damaged timber.
Yes, sir, there are. I mean, like I said, it's so unpredictable. These loggers get into areas where you have a lot of blowdown. You can have, you know, hundreds of acres blown down on one storm like this, and you'll see that down the coast right now. You'll see a lot of trees go down. And every time they try and take one of those trees out of there, another one's going to fall right back on top of it. So they have to be very careful in how they go about doing it. Most of the times, landowners will have small areas, you know, one or two trees cut down, dropped in their yard, and they can usually handle that. But there are certain circumstances where you should not do that at all.
All right, John, thanks for being with us today. That's John Aul, a forester with the Mississippi State University Extension Service. I'm Tim Allison, and this has been Better Farming. Have a nice day.
Better Farming is produced by the Mississippi State University Extension Service.